The AccuWeather forecast, a mixture of clouds and sun, chance for showers and scattered thunderstorms, high today around the mid-70s. A 32-year-old Racine woman, Autumn Rogers, facing a robbery charge, accused of stealing razor replacement blades from the Walgreens on Washington Avenue and striking an employee who tried to stop her. Reports indicate the employee at the store saw Rogers leaving with several packages of those replacement blades in her cart, and then she struck him several times in the face and scratched his arm before taking off with a few of those items. She's also facing retail theft charges in Kenosha County. A preliminary hearing on the Racine County charges coming up next week. Wheaton Franciscan Healthcare in Racine hosting a rally on mental health awareness last evening. The goal, eliminating the stigma, promoting recovery. Jackie Hartley manages the Racine Collaborative for Children's Mental Health, one of the many agencies that offers help, including to parents of children who have problems.
There are parents with children and teenagers who are diagnosed with mental illness. There are parents who have concerns about their weight, maybe the way their child's been acting or feeling, and they're not sure what to do or where to turn. There are parents and caregivers who may be struggling with their own mental health diagnosis. Regardless of the situation, there are organizations in this community that are here to support them and their families.
Meanwhile, Luann Simpson, peer support consultant with Racine County NAMI office, rebounded from a bipolar disorder diagnosis at the age of 24. She said recovery is about life, not just an illness.
Mental health recovery is an individual journey, but it is not a solitary journey. I'm proud of you. I knew you could do it. Words we all long to hear. However, the first step to recovery often starts with the words, I believe in you. I believe you can do it. And I believe that your life can be more than manageable and you can be better than okay. Mental health recovery is real.
The mental health rally, the latest effort at community engagement. Governor Walker says the decision to join that lawsuit against the federal government over school bathroom rules was simple. Local school boards being allowed to decide the transgender student issue.
Until the president stuck his nose in this, I got to tell you, I've had 31 listening sessions across the state. Not one person has ever brought up the issue of bathrooms at all. This is an issue that's concocted by the president and those on the left to try and get people worked up about. It's not an issue that citizens care about in the state of Wisconsin.
Wisconsin, one of almost a dozen states in that lawsuit. Severe bluff erosion on Lake Michigan shoreline in Mount Pleasant and Caledonia, threatening homes and infrastructure. And Racine County Executive Jonathan Delagrave declares a state of emergency. State Representative Peter Bark is a member of FEMA's National Advisory Council, says it's an important step in the process of maybe getting some help, but it's likely that more municipalities will have to get involved before any funding becomes available.
Other thing that we've tried to do in concert in working with the county and with the village administration, with Jerry Garski, is to reach out to other communities along the way to see how many other homes might be affected.
In fact, erosion also threatening at least one home in Summers. And on Capitol Hill, the Senate unanimously passes a non-binding resolution urging the U.S. Soccer Federation to end what is known as gender pay inequality and to pay the women's team members the same as the men. The Kenosha County District Attorney's Office charging 57-year-old Burlington resident William Kaiser with operating a vehicle while intoxicated for the seventh time. Criminal complaint says he crashed his motorcycle into a ditch on Highway SA in Salem. He was found staring at it by a responding sheriff's deputy as blood from a serious laceration was running down his face. The deputy writing that Kaiser failed to stay conscious during the blood alcohol test at St. Catherine's Medical Center. His past OWI convictions began in 1992. The most recent two were in 2013. Remember the story earlier this week about the missing emu from a hobby farm in the Racine County town of Yorkville? Well, the emu is back, safe and sound. The public can have a stress-free holiday. The bird, which cannot fly and looks like an ostrich, was found and taken into custody Thursday afternoon on Highway K in Raymond. The sheriff's department had not been actively searching for the bird. A handful of phone calls, though, were received after an emu was spotted in different locations. A proposal in Milwaukee to try to improve opportunities for minority students at MPS has its share of supporters and critics. Part of the school system budget proposal is for more than $470,000 on studies inspired by Black Lives Matter. The movement started in response to the killing of unarmed black people by police. The program's promoted is helping to teach nonviolence and to keep minorities from the prison system where they are disproportionately represented. It's now the target, though, of conservatives locally and around the country online. New survey out showing a lot of Americans really don't know much about credit cards and credit scores. John Stoneless has more about both.
54% of those surveyed in a new NerdWallet Harris poll said they mistakenly believed that carrying a monthly balance on a credit card helps their credit score. It doesn't. The balance must be paid in full each month for a credit score to be positively affected. 78% said they don't know that closing an older paid-off credit card will likely hurt your credit score. Just 8% knew that a late payment usually doesn't affect a credit score as long as it's made within 30 days of being due. Only 9% of Americans said they know they have more than one credit score. I'm John Stolness.
The Wisconsin Army National Guard will expand the Kenosha Armory and Maintenance Shop with the State Building Commission approved spending of $1.5 million for the purchase of 24 acres of land on 39th Avenue. That is east and north of the current facility. If there's any money left over from the purchase, it could go into the actual construction, which will require federal funding. As a result, no timetable has been listed for that project. South Shore paramedics dispatched along with Mount Pleasant and Sturtevant police to the report of an injury accident on Highway KR near 100th Street, that just before 7 o'clock this morning. The initial 911 call had the vehicle on its roof in a ditch and the driver trapped. Well, that man in his mid-40s was able to get himself out, but suffered a possible broken arm and several head lacerations. How the accident occurred, that is still under investigation. State Assembly Speaker Robin Voss appointing RAMAC President Jim Ladwig to the Wisconsin Economic Development Corporation Board of Directors. Voss in a statement says he brings a wealth of experience at the local level and knowledge concerning economic development that will benefit the entire state. Ladwig, of course, before becoming RAMAC President, was Racine County Executive. Not everybody's going to stay home for Memorial Day, and that's why it's a big deal for attractions in the Wisconsin Dells area. Tom Deals, the president of the Tommy Bartlett Show in Lake Delton.
The weekend could represent about 5% of the total summer business, so it's really, really a critical one. And it's not one that can be replaced during the summer, because the people who travel on the Memorial Day or Labor Day weekends, generally speaking, aren't the same visitor profile that comes here during the summer. So if you lose it, you lose it.
Deals says that if the weather is right, as many as 75,000 people could be visiting the Dells this weekend. And speaking of visiting, Governor Scott Walker is going to be visiting the Burlington area this afternoon. He'll be stopping in at Chocolate Fest. In fact, the Chocolate Tent on the grounds there. It's the 30th annual Chocolate Fest going on this weekend. The National Transportation Safety Board says the pilot of a privately owned military jet that was on a mission for the Air Force, it took off too early in May of last year. That's what led to it crashing into a truck in Arizona and killing Lance Corporal Anthony DeBoe, a 23-year-old Marine from Kenosha. The NTSB report says the pilot lifted off while traveling more than 10 miles an hour below the normal takeoff speed. The jet wobbled and veered off to the left side of the runway, eventually hitting the pickup, killing Corporal DeBoe instantly. Following a public comment period that ended May the 10th, the state DNR is now preparing to implement a plan that would make $11.8 million available to municipalities for helping to remove old lead pipes that bring drinking water into homes. It's the Lead Service Line Replacement Funding Program, first of its kind in the region. Takes advantage of a recent EPA decision, allowing greater flexibility in allocating loan funds for water infrastructure projects. June 30th, the deadline for municipalities to apply. Elected officials from five Racine County communities affected by a proposal to convert an abandoned rail line into a bicycle pedestrian path, they're going to get together the week of June the 11th and talk more about what's called the Rails to Trails Initiative. Mount Pleasant and Sturtevant on the east side of the interstate, Union Grove, Dover, Yorkville on the west side are targeted with this project. This would incorporate abandoned Soo Line tracks, including the actual removal of the rails. A public information meeting was held on it last week with about 5 dozen people attending. Still a long way to go, including approval from Racine County and the state. A lot of Southeast Wisconsin residents now planting flowers, going to be doing that probably this weekend. Other items as well in the yards. Farmers, though, have been digging it for weeks. It's been a great spring planting season, according to State Agriculture Secretary Ben Brancel.
Corn, soybeans, the alfalfa came through the winter without damage. The winter wheat looks really, really good. So in general, most of those larger volume crops that we have on our landscape and our dairy farms also produce for their own cow herd, their feed source, things are looking pretty good right now.
In fact, he says the spring planting for most farmers is pretty much all done. The Mount Pleasant Plan Commission and the Village Board had a 3-hour brainstorming session this week on possible changes to zoning ordinances to cover sheds and garages, plus campers and trailers, motorhomes and boats and trucks, and where they can be located on a property, if at all. Community Development Director Logan Martin noting the current rule on accessory structures with a 15-foot setback covers a shed or a garage, and to amend that with separate definitions would only mean more work. Joe Meyer suggested a 12-foot garage side setback and 8 feet for the non-garage side, knowing some residents would use any change to their advantage, but that would impact neighbors as well.
We're trying to help those who are trying to build a shed and get, you know, a shed, and now you're going to have people who are going to now build these garages. It's going to open up them room to put a bigger garage and to have those types of structures on their property, and it's encroaching on the neighbor.
As to whether it's okay to park a camper or an RV or a trailer on your property, Logan Martin said the expanded language kind of follows Oak Creek's ordinance. It would still, however, be complaint-driven. But Commissioner Robert Underhill felt nothing ought to change, just leave everything the way it is.
I think all you're doing is giving up the right of a lot of the other residents to look outside when one of his neighbors decides to go buy a camper.
The Village Plan Commission supported sending recommendations to a public hearing this summer. The setback on accessory structures reduced to 10 feet. The amended language is well on vehicles and trailers. Kenosha Unified substitute teachers are some of the highest paid in the state. District still has a tough time finding enough, however. So last night, the school board came up with a plan to give high-performing subs a bonus for the days they work. It'll retroactively give those covering more than 160 days a $300 bonus, an extra $100 to subs working more than 90 days but less than 160. The concept endorsed by Superintendent Sue Savaglio-Jarvis.
It's a choice. I mean, truly, let's face it, it's a choice to sub or not. I mean, you could take assignments or you don't have to take assignments. It's up to you, and we want to encourage more people who are in that pool to take assignments to help our classrooms.
The money for the incentive plan would come from a pot of unallocated dollars for the budget year as it winds down. And don't forget the true meaning behind Memorial Day, and this area has the Southern Wisconsin Veterans Memorial Cemetery in Dover with their annual ceremony Sunday morning at 11. Kenosha Navy Club Ship 40, a ceremony Monday morning, 9 a.m. on the lakefront. Burlington's Veterans Memorial Parade, 9 a.m. Monday. 10 a.m. Monday, Green Ridge Cemetery and Kenosha Ceremony. 10 a.m. Monday, the Racine Area Veterans Council's Parade. And then the ceremony at Graceland Cemetery at 11. In Rochester, American Legion Post 20's Parade begins at 1:30. At Pioneer Park, a ceremony at 2 that'll feature House Speaker Paul Ryan. Our AccuWeather forecast coming up. I'm Tom Carco, WRJN News.